Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 9, mainly the first on the first half of the chapter. But in the opening part of this chapter, number 1, he talks about the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, humbled lands. Zebulun and Naphtali, those were tribes that lived in the north, the northern part of Israel, and they were often the first attacked by the enemies to the north. They were the ones eventually who were first attacked by the Assyrians, who came and wiped out Israel as a nation and brought the people into exile. And so he talks about a land that was humbled, and he would at a later time it will be glorious. It'll be glorious, and they'll see a great light. The darkness of sin that so clouded their lives will be seen. A great light will be seen, and that light, of course, is Jesus, as this is the prophecy that speaks about the coming Savior. A light has dawned. And we think about this at Christmas time or in the season of Epiphany. Number 2, another prophecy of Jesus. I want to break this into two of my 3 points. The first, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." We think about that light coming into the world. That light is Jesus. He is born into the world to us. A child is born. To us a son is given. God loved the world so that he gave his only son to us, born in Bethlehem, born to be our Savior. And finally, number 3, he will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Think of those titles for Jesus. He is wonderful. He is a counselor. He is Mighty God. He is Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And as a ruler, there is no limit to his authority. And Isaiah prophesies that his rule will extend from now on into eternity. That Jesus is born of the world and to save us from our sins, and yet he rules for all eternity as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May God be with you today.